I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Wars. You know that feeling when you stare at a blank page, paralyzed by the need to make it perfect? Or maybe you spend hours agonizing over a decision, convinced there's some elusive perfect answer out there. Well, my friends, let's talk about perfectionism. It's like this relentless inner critic, whispering doubts and keeping us from taking action. Today, we're tapping into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism to learn how to conquer that voice and embrace a more fulfilling life. Think about it, perfection is an illusion. Ever noticed how even our favorite artists or athletes rarely strive for flawlessness? They focus on progress, on constant improvement. That's the Stoic mindset embracing the journey, not just the destination. It's about recognizing that we can only control our own actions and reactions, not the outcomes. This frees us from the crippling expectations of perfection and allows us to step into our power. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that will help you smash through that perfectionism barrier. First, understand that virtue is the ultimate goal. Stoics believe true happiness comes from living a virtuous life, being honest, courageous, just, and wise. This doesn't mean being perfect, it means striving to be our best selves every day. So, instead of focusing on flawless results, focus on making ethical choices and acting with integrity. Second, accept what you can't control. Ever heard the saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails? That's Stoicism in a nutshell. Recognize that some things are simply beyond our control, other people's actions, unexpected events, even our own emotions sometimes. Instead of fighting against these things, learn to adapt and focus your energy on what you can influence. Third, practice mindfulness. Stoics were masters of staying present. They believed dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only created unnecessary suffering. So, whenever you find yourself getting caught up in perfectionism, take a deep breath and ground yourself in the present moment. What are you experiencing right now? What can you do right now to move forward? Fourth, reframe your thinking. Perfectionism often stems from fear of failure, fear of judgment. Stoics taught us to challenge these fears. Instead of seeing mistakes as failures, view them as learning opportunities. Remember, even the greatest successes are built on a foundation of setbacks and lessons learned. And when it comes to judgment, focus on what truly matters, your own values and integrity. Finally, remember that progress is more important than perfection. Celebrate small victories along the way. Acknowledge your efforts, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. The journey towards becoming your best self is a marathon, not a sprint. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're working on a project, maybe it's writing a report for work or crafting a piece of art. You start feeling that pressure to make it perfect, and suddenly, every small detail seems daunting. You find yourself spending hours agonizing over commas, colors, or even the placement of a single sentence. But what if you took a step back and applied those Stoic principles? First, remind yourself that your primary goal is to create something meaningful and valuable. Second, accept that there might not be a perfect outcome, but there's always room for improvement. Focus on doing your best with the resources you have and trust the process. Celebrate each step forward, finishing a draft, getting feedback, making revisions. You'll find that the joy of creation outweighs the fear of imperfection. Remember, perfectionism can be like a cage, trapping us in a cycle of self-doubt and inaction. But by embracing Stoic wisdom, we can break free from those chains and live more fulfilling lives. We can focus on what truly matters, living virtuously, accepting what we can control, and striving for constant improvement. So, go out there, take action, and don't let perfectionism hold you back. If you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and share it with someone who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. And as always, keep those minds strong and spirits high. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.